Hey folks, the Biden administration and the Secretary of DHS, that would be the Department of Homeland Security, run by Secretary Mayorkas, have created an anti-terrorist program that is to be weaponized against conservatives and right-thinking groups. 80 grants and $40 million of taxpayer money are funding this disgusting effort because in today's Democrat Party, dissent and wrongthink are in fact criminal acts. You will comply or we will come after you. The DHS has helpfully provided a graphic telling us who some of the so-called terrorist groups are, and they include the Republican Party. Fox News, the Heritage Foundation, the NRA, PragerU, Turning Point USA, Breitbart, the Tea Party, and last but not least, Make America Great Again. Now, let's be clear. The drooler in chief in the White House, the guy who can't tie his own shoes and literally gets lost on stage almost every day, does not possess the mental firepower to conceive of something like this. No, this, I suspect, is the work of someone much more diabolical and destructive. In fact, I would say the most diabolical and destructive force to ever fill the presidency. That would be one Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, by the way, his real name is Barry Satoru. Yes, I believe that he and his perpetually angry bride are at the root of much of the upheaval that we are experiencing in society. Educate yourself and push back. Ritz out.